This hustle gang and we popping, got big bank rolls in our pocket, hopping out of foreign vehicle. Throw 40 G's, ain't no issue, bitch, bitch. I'm thorough as it get official, bitch, bitch. Better watch your pussy pumper, number one to come get your bit. Now everywhere you may see me surrounded by bad bitches like Riri. Got them booty shot, look like Nicki. Face and toe pretty, I'm picky. See these trap niggas, they honor me. And these rap niggas up under me. Ain't nothing for me to get 100 keys and then stimulate the economy like.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's iPod King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube, and I got my boy Up for Discussion, Jay, in the building. And it's time for SGM Podcast. It's episode 12. It's time to talk about sports games and music. Hey, Jay, tell them what it is, man.
Yo, man, glad to have my boy Carter back on here with me, man. It's been a minute, but yo, I'm just glad we're about to knock this thing out. We got some great music. Y'all already heard that Rihanna bringing us in. We got some more hot stuff coming for y'all later in the show. And you know how we going to do, man. We're going to start it with the sports, man. So what's first on the agenda, Carter?
Before we hop into the agenda, I just want to let everybody know, Jay last week, you know, shouted out all the iTunes reviewers. We need a couple more reviews, man. So, you know, hop on iTunes, search SGM, leave a review. You know what I'm saying? Tell us how you like it. Tell us if you don't like it. Tell us what to add. You know, critique us a little bit. We appreciate that. But jumping into sports, the first thing we want to talk about, it's March. It's that time. It's time to get mad. It's March Madness.
That time of year, baby.
Yeah, like, this is the time where you literally sit in front of a TV like a couch potato and just watch. You got to have your chips, your pretzels, your beer, your drinks, whatever you want. You know, go grab a donut. Why not? But I'm telling you, man, it's plenty of times where I've been watching March Madness and my eyes literally, like, I don't blink for minutes. Like, that's how crazy it gets.
Because if you blink, you're going to miss something, man, especially if it's near the end of the game.
I know, right? I know. I got two clips, you know, clip my top eye to my eyebrow. Clip my bottom lid to my cheekbone, everything. Like, man, you can't miss a minute. But I know a lot of fantasy people out there like to fill out brackets, like to make bets. Yeah. You know, so definitely if you guys haven't done that yet, you know, go to ESPN, go to Yahoo. All you got to do is search NCAA March Madness, be able to fill yourself out a bracket, make your picks, you know, and maybe you can even put your picks into a betting ring or something like that, you know, get a little bit of money out of here. I know a couple people don't follow college sports like that, but hey, you don't have to follow college sports, man. Just look at a couple records, you know, pick your favorites, pick a team that you think will go all the way and make your bets.
Hey, man, it's as simple as that, man. Anybody can do it, yo. So who you rooting for this year, Carter?
I'm rooting for Nova, man. Villanova. All day.
I'm looking right now at y'all game. Y'all going up against North Carolina. How you feeling about that?
Hey, man, you can only wish for so much. And I wish you'd come out with the win.
I know you're going to be glued to that set, right?
All day. It come on today. Well, actually, for the people that's listening, it came on yesterday. But it's coming on today at 7. You know, I'm gonna be tied in, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put my bike up. I'm gonna turn my phone off. And I'm gonna just watch. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm gonna keep my phone on, live tweeting on.
You gonna be live tweeting
all day, man. And I think that's what keeps me going with the games, man. But like when I'm tweeting and I miss something, it'll probably take me an hour to finish a game before, like after guys have done watch. Cause I'm still tweeting, pausing,
just going in.
I'm be judging. They gonna be like, yo, Carter, all your tweets are like 10 minutes behind. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it.
So I'm guessing you're not going to be channel surfing because, you know, the game is on like, what, 3 or 4 different channels, man. You got TBS, TNT, True TV, CBS. You just going to be focusing in on that one channel. Am I right?
Just one channel, man. I ain't no need to flip channels. I'm going to find me one nice HD channel and go ham. I'm going to press the record button, you know, 5 minutes before, hit the record, and don't start recording until an hour after, just in case a delay or something happened. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm there. I'm telling you, I got my Nova shirt. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be ready.
I hear that, man. You already know, man. I'm going for Michigan State, man. They did knock out that W in their first game. Nice little 11-point victory, but you know, we got a tough matchup coming up, man, going up against Memphis in the next round. So we'll see what happens, man.
Well, see, the thing is, man, I want to see Nova go all the way. Like, it would be good to see the Delaware County step up. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, I think everybody in my area is voting for Temple. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I feel about it. I think everybody in my area is voting for Temple, and they just sleeping on Nova, man. So even if Nova don't win, I hope they give them a hell of a game, yo. I'm talking about last second, 3 seconds on the clock, inbound.
You see, like, the crazy thing about the positioning that Nova is in is, like, they have one of the hardest brackets to go through. Like, right. I mean, just think about it. If they do go ahead and beat North Carolina, man, more than likely they're going up against the number one seed, Kansas, in the next round.
Right.
And then if they do that, more than likely they're going up against that number four seed, Michigan, in the round after that. And then it's like, what is going on, man? Can we get a break? Can we get any type of chill time? Any downtime? Nah. No. None.
Not at all. But I guess that wraps up March Madness, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, get your brackets done, man. Stop playing around. The next thing up is the Nuggets win streak. And if you don't know, we not talking about McDonald's. We not talking about the new 20-piece they got. Yeah, man, we not talking about
that. You know, I got a 20-piece, but I'm going for that 50-piece tonight.
Man, we talking about the Denver Nuggets, man. It hurts me and it burns me to say this, but they have officially won 14 straight with that win that they just had.
It hurts you and burn you so bad to say that a team on the West Coast, not even in your division, not even in your conference, it's hurting you, Carter. Why is that?
Because they beat my team in order to keep the streak alive. That's why.
Hey, see, Carter, the difference between me and you is, like, I know Miami is doing their thing. They on their own little 20-plus win streak, man. And I know they got my Pistons coming up at some point. And I'm like, yo, Pistons, y'all better not even come out and try to play. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. Let Miami just keep rolling. Cause, I mean, come on, man. When you got a trash team, the last thing you want to see is somebody knock off a big win streak team. And y'all ain't even going to do nothing. Y'all going to drop the next game. That's how I felt when I was watching the game against Miami and Boston. I was like, they going to drop the next game even if Boston do win this game. So with the Nuggets, man, how would you feel if your Sixers would have knocked them off? Do you think that they would have used that to put fuel against the fire and, you know, start getting some W's? Or
yeah,
would they,
man. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, man. Wins bring confidence. And the thing about the Sixers, man, if you would have watched that game, mm-hmm. I mean, the final minute, bro, they pass it in, right? Uh-huh. I think it was Gallinari up at the top. It was one of them tall, goddamn 6'10 dudes. Now, Brewer was cutting up top, but it looked like he fell. You know what I'm saying? So they fucking tried to double team him, and Brewer was wide open for three, yo.
Cause that's that boy that, he won the game with them three free throws, man.
Yeah. And it all started with that three pointer, yo. Like, man. we up five with a minute left. Like, he hits the three. Now they down one. Then we come down and do some bullshit. And I mean, some straight up bullshit. So they come down, last play of the game, it damn near would have been Brewer pull up and get fouled for three. Not two, but three. I'm like, oh no. I'm like, why? And he sunk all three of them, yo. I mean,
you knew he wasn't gonna miss, man. You gotta come through in the clutch like that, man.
I swear to God, though, he was praying, nigga. Like, I'm watching the game. He walked away from the free throw line. Like, Mama, please, Mama, please. I was
come on,
sick,
Jesus,
dog.
Please, Lord.
I was.
Hey, you
man,
got you, man. Obviously, that praying worked, boy.
Yeah, but what make it so crazy? Like, that's their 16th win straight at home, and they are on a 14 game winning streak, man. And that's without Ty Lawson and Wilson Chandler, yo.
Hey, I got one question for you. You think they make it to 20?
Man, I ain't wishing nothing good on them.
Come on, Carter.
They beat my team. Nothing good
on. Come on, son.
I'm a true
fan.
You think
they make it to the 20 spot?
Nah, bruh. Nah. I ain't nah.
That's how you gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it, man. No. We ain't doing it. No.
Can't even believe that, Carter. Come on, son.
I can't do it, man. I'm so mad, yo.
You're just bad, man. Like, I mean, it is what it is, man. Teams take L's, they take dubs, but
we've been taking a lot of L's, bro.
Yeah, y'all have, man. It's sad though.
We've been taking a lot of L's. It sucks.
I mean, what can you do, man? Like, if you ask me whether or not they're gonna make it to the 20 spot, it's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough. They got San Antonio, they got Brooklyn. I mean, I don't know.
Man, let's get off this Nuggets win streak, man. I'm so mad.
I don't know. I think they'll get the next one. They play in Sacramento. They'll probably get New Orleans. But then Sacramento, I think Sacramento will give them their run for that. Not Sacramento, San Antonio will give them.
Yeah, I got them for doing that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're going to make it to the 20 spot, though. I don't
neither.
Nah. Okay. No shade for my Denver folk.
But definitely, let's move on to the next topic. Let's throw it up with the Eagles. Let's talk about the Eagles a little bit. Yeah, man. It seemed like sports is all about me right now.
It is, man. It's all you, baby.
I'm definitely liking what Chip Kelly is doing. You know what I'm saying? He came in and he's actually trying to overhaul the entire roster. He's letting people know we need to be bigger on defense. He let them know we need an offensive line before anything else. He's giving guys like 1 year extensions. Like, he just brought in Ben for a nice 1 year extension, wide receiver. He also, you know, they let Nnamdi go. So that opened up a lot of space.
Imagine, man. Y'all was paying that boy out the wazoo.
For no reason. And I heard that Rogers Cromartie was looking into other teams as well. So I think they might be just like, hey, we need to make something out of nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that the coaching can bring the guys together, because, you know, they are letting go a lot of assets. You know, even if they don't look, you know, just look good on paper and they don't, you know, product on the field, but, you know.
I mean, as long as they can protect Vic, man.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Protect Vic and stop niggas on the run and on the pass for defense. That's my main thing. You know, I'm just hoping that, you know, with all the moves that the Eagles are doing, I'm hoping that they are the right moves. You know, they're bringing in a lot of people, you know, first of all, they tried to take so much advantage of the free agency. Like they were just all up in that pool. They like, look, I'm swimming around. I'm looking for what I need. You know what I'm saying? Chip Kelly ain't done. Like I give him like a lot of praise, because he's coming in trying to get things changed and done and for the better. But I'm just hoping that everything goes well, man. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about coaching.
I hear that, man. I hear that.
Right.
Yo, man, like, it's a new year, man. That's all that matters, right?
Yes, sir.
Start new, clean record, new team, get it done.
Also, we are not shopping Jeremy Maclin. I'm just putting that out there. I'm saying we keep
Hey, man, y'all got to keep somebody around,
I know,
right?
I know, right?
Give up all y'all players.
Like, damn, they killing me, like. But what I will say is, man, what's up with them Lions, man? I heard y'all got Reggie.
Yes, we did, sir. Yes. I mean, I feel like the Lions going to be looking good, man. Getting Reggie helped us when it comes to the draft, because I think they might have went for a running back in that first round, and I don't think they should do that. They don't got to do that no more. You know, go straight for the pass rushers, man. Like, we need that defense now.
Yeah, they definitely made a smart move by getting Reggie, because it opens so much more, you know, money-wise, player-wise. You know, you don't got to look for that, you know, top, 10 pick for a running back. You can just actually settle down, chill, and get the right picks together for, you know, y'all defense.
Plus, the good thing about it is, like, people wanted him. You know, it's not like where a player comes to the team and, you know, people wasn't expecting him or people wasn't really wanting him. Like, before the dude even decided to come to our team, man, we had our quarterback saying, yo, we want you. He had Nate Burleson going on TV, like, letting them know, hey, we want you. You know, I'm sure Calvin, the rest of the team, the coaches, they was all on board. Like, bring him in. Bring Reggie in. We need to turn up on his running game, and let's get it done next season, man. So I think that's good, man. When you bring somebody in with positive vibes flowing, I mean, the sky's the limit, yo.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But, You think that's it for football?
Yeah,
about it. All right, well, we gonna switch the game up on y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying? This is just a little bit of info. You know, this is something local that I wanted to, you know, put a couple, you know, eyes on. This is high school basketball. I know y'all like high
school. What y'all know about that? How many of y'all out there play them, high school hoops?
You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to, you know, shout out, the Chester Clippers. You know, you could definitely look them up. All you gotta do is Google them. It ain't hard to tell. But, they're going up against Lower Merion, this year at Hershey for the high school, tournament championship for the PIAA AAE class. You know what I'm saying? Definitely check that joint out. It's definitely going to be on, local television. I'm sorry I don't have the channel at the moment for you guys, but you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good game. We be putting up numbers. Like, I'm talking about 60 and better. And this is high school basketball, so.
Yeah, man. They're going to get it done out there.
Yeah, most definitely. But, I think that does it for sports, right?
Oh yeah, definitely, man. So, we're going to close out the sports segment with a new track. Y'all ain't going to believe this. New LL Cool J. Featuring Snoop Dogg, yo, this joint is called We Came to Party.
Oh Lord, bitch Snoop Dogg. Ice so cold, you can see it through the fog. To walk in my shoes, it'll be a little jog. And if you step out of pocket, you gon' be up in the mall. The peepers is peeping, peeping, the bitches is dipping, dipping. So this is the mission, listen, I turn this shit up. It's the party rocking, now stopping, foe hopping, ripping, while tripping in this motherfucker. Burn up, now turn up.
We ain't flirting, we talking, we ain't dancing, we walking. Teenagers is pointing, couple cougars are hawking. I don't come here that often, but it's totally awesome. When you're living for real, I don't consider it crossing. Panty lines are crossing, I'm proceeding with caution. I don't shit where I eat, gotta manage your portions. LL Cool J, I'm like an old school orphan. Representing alone, sitting on factory chrome. Shades on in the zone, Kool-Aid smile on my face. My security strapped, ain't no beat just a case. Me and my man Rich White, we in Vegas tonight. Claudine on the celly, make sure that money is right. Red carpet and tuxes, always with a buck. Paparazzi is snapping, I can't believe this is happening. Frustrating the haters, they so sick of me rapping. I'm enjoying your blog, I got the same type of passion.
We came to party, we came to party, we came to party, we came to party, we came to party,
we came to party. Yo, we back. It's time to talk about games. I know you guys wanted to jump into something, you know, but we got a little bit of more info instead of, you know, unruly gestures. So, we want to jump into PAX first. If you guys don't know what PAX is, you know, all you got to do is go to google.com. We encourage that, you know. But basically, then, man, this is something like E3, Comic-Con, like those type of events. You know, this is for the geeks out there. You know, if you want to let your inner geek out, then we, you know, encourage you guys to go to, PAX.com or Google PAX. They got live streaming all weekend. They're going to be in Boston until March 24th. So if you guys like gaming, if you guys like headsets and controllers and all types of electronics and games, then you guys definitely want to check out PAX, man. It's definitely something that you want to see. But, me personally, I didn't want to go to PAX this year, but I am going to go to E3, so you definitely can check me out over there on the West Coast, because I don't think that E3 is going to be on the East Coast this year. Just saying. But, Jay, you got anything you want to say about PAX?
Nah, man, I think it'd be cool, man. You know, if everybody, if you in the Boston area, man, you should definitely swing by and go check it out, man. I've never personally been to a gaming conference, but, you know, it's definitely on my list of things to do. So, yeah, man. E3 is looking nice, right? When is that?
E3, it's always in June. It's either early June or late June. I'm thinking like probably like the 6th to the 12th, or, you know what I'm saying, usually like the 19th to the 24th or something like that. It's usually a couple day event, so like I'm just going to be going there, excuse me, just on GP. Like I'm going to fly out there, you know, no ticket costs. Where if I got to stay somewhere, then, you know what I'm saying, all I got to do is pay for a hotel. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the company I'm with ain't paying for shit, so just put that out there. You know, so I'm going to just have to get everything on my own.
Oh, man, you just put them on all the way blast.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do, man. It's all out there. They ain't looking out.
That was funny, dog.
That's how the game go though, man. But let's see. For all you PAX people, for the people that like PAX, let me just give you one little bit of advice. Please leave a voicemail to tell us about it if you went, or you know how things go.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The voicemail number is 313-744 3766. You know, I want to know about you guys, inner gamer. You know, this is like the game segment is always something that we always have questions about because we want to get you guys ideas about gaming because, and every gamer is different. You know, there may be those gamers on PC only, console only, you know, PS3 heads, Xbox heads. So, you know, we want to just get your feedback on certain things from PAX. So, you know, definitely leave us a voicemail. But right now, I'm going to let my boy Jay holler at y'all about Splinter Cell, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know how many of y'all know about it, but, you know, they got a new Splinter Cell that's going to be dropping. The crazy thing about it is they still have not released a date on this game on when it's supposed to come out. But for all of my people that play Conviction, it looks real similar to Conviction. If you want to see some actual gameplay, I mean, not no, you know, made-up computer graphics type stuff, no trailers, actual developer gameplay, you need to head over to IGN, man. I checked out the new developers video that they had, and the content looks dope, man. They pretty much, like, basically in the first game, what happened was, you know, I don't know, have you ever played Splinter Cell, Carter?
I'm not even gonna lie to you, I've played it on a PSP.
Okay. Yeah, so you know what it's like. You pretty much a spy.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole point of the game is to kind of be stealthy. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have the option in Conviction and other Splinter Cell games to, you know, go balls to the wall, you know, like you in a freaking Die Hard movie and, you know, just go against all of the rules of the game. You know, you can do that. I mean, that's not how they want you to play it, but you could do that.
Right.
Well, this all is, of those people,
this game
all
is for
of those
not
people that just like to break the rules, they're actually allowing you to do that this year. It's actually a part of the game. It's integrated.
Oh, really? So they actually made this game for people with ADD? Because I'm telling you now, if I got my hands on this game, I'm not hiding behind nobody wall.
Hey, I'm telling you,
I'm
that's
not
how
crouching.
You play. Like,
the crouch
hey,
button?
Hey,
I'm not even going to touch
try
it.
A mission, I would try a board like a few times, and if I couldn't get it, I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm not sneaking over. I'm going to just throw this grenade and just kill all them niggas.
He's gonna make all that noise with the grenade.
Exactly,
like, yo, I'm the type
dude. Wake up all the neighbors.
Dude, real rap.
Hey, the neighbors gonna know your name. Like, you're dead now.
Man, the screen, being the crib screaming.
Yo, I know, right?
I'm that guy, man. I'm like, what the? Come on, are you serious? I was right there. I was so close.
Yeah, man, I hated that. It was one board on the co-op joint that me and my homie, we played it over and over and over. And just could not do it, man. Then I just got frustrated and I was like, man, yo, kid, I'm saying if we fell again, I'ma just say fuck it. He was like, yo, you just gonna say uck it? I'm like, I'ma just say uck it, dog. I just said uck it and just went insane. Just shooting up everybody, not caring about if I was detected. And guess what? We actually beat the board that time. I'm like, come on, Splinter Cell. I couldn't do it the way you wanted me to do it, but, you know, I got it done.
Mission complete.
But, yeah, with Blacklist, they're actually doing it different now. You actually have three different options on how you can kind of go about playing the game. You have that regular spy-type mode where you try to go undetected. Then you have another mode that I believe is called Panther, which is you kind of mixing in, you know, being stealthy, but at the same time, you know, when you got to get it cracking, you can pop out of the dark and, you know, crack some scuzz. Or you can just go John McClane in what they call in the assault mode, where you just go balls to the wall, throwing grenades, grabbing people and using them as bullet shields and let them absorb all the shots. Then you just break their neck after they've been shot 100 times. You know, you can be that guy. And the cool thing about it is that you actually earn points for whichever way that you decide to play it. So I feel like that's definitely going to add some replayability, if that's the actual word, to the game. Because say you went through the game and you tried it stealth and you like, yo, I want to play it in a different way. You got two different other options that you could play it. You know, you're earning points along the way. And I think that's a great thing to integrate into the game. So, you know, it adds a little bit more variety to the franchise. So, yeah, man, if y'all Splinter Cell fans, definitely keep your ears to the street on this Blacklist joint.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. But I'm definitely that guy that's breaking necks after 100 shots have went through a
yes,
body.
Yes,
yeah,
man.
That's me.
I'm that guy, too.
We're right. But the next thing that we wanted to ask you guys, this is more of a question. Now, I'm going to give you guys a voicemail number one more time if you didn't hear it in, on the PAX question.
You got to say that to the phone, man. They got to do that.
Yeah, man. You can't just, you know, leave us. You can leave us a comment, you know. You can leave it in your review. But, you know, we like voicemails, you know, just like everybody else. You know, the number is 844-3766. Now the question, this is somewhat of a big question because so many people are different in the way that they set up their gaming stations. Now what I mean by that is what system you have, what do you play it on? Do you play it on a computer screen, on a TV, on a big ass monitor, on projectors? You know, what type of headset do you have? May it be surround sound or not? Is it wireless or wired? What type of console do you play? What PC do you use? How is your PC set up? Well, okay, the question is, what's your gaming setup? You know, so many people have so many different setups, and we actually want to know. Me as a gamer, I actually want to know how people set their gaming stations up. So leave the voicemail, you know, tell us how you set things up. May it be PC, console, maybe you got a beast Nintendo DS, you know, with like three batteries hooked up to it so it never dies. maybe you got like a PS Vista with like 100 downloaded games or something like that, you know. Just let us know your gaming setup, man. May it be Xbox or PS3, you never know.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, you know, people that use that dial-up, you know, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know about your connection.
Yeah, definitely let us know about that. You know, if you're running at 100 up, 75, I mean, at 100 down, 75 up, goddammit, you got bread. That's all I'm saying. Shoot, dude out here playing on servers.
Yeah, so, Carter, you already, they going to want to know, what's your gaming setup, man? What's your
joint looking like? My gaming setup is crazy. First off, I have a 42-inch Vizio TV hooked up to two HDMI cords. One is for the PS3 and one is for the Xbox 360, both black, 250 gig, 160 gig PS3. I have an Elgato gaming capture card, which is hooked up with component to the PS3 and HDMI to the Xbox 360. And I have a MacBook Pro, which records all of that footage that I want. And I have a new Triton Warhead 7.1 surround sound headset that's wireless that plugs into my, what is it, Xbox 360. And I have another headset for the PS3, which is a Turtle Beach PX11. Now, it's corded, of course, but I'm looking to get a wireless headset for the PS3 as well. And also, my Triton Warhead 7.1 headset, I had to get like some type of mail-to-mail cord from Radio Shack, and now it works with my computer. So I can actually like listen to music, videos, YouTube videos, like all with this big ass surround sound headset. Like it's unreal, yo. Like this shit is so crazy. It has two batteries and it has a dock. Like you can lay your headset in that shit. Like it's OD, yo. Like straight up. And then I got...
Yo, that's on beast, bro. Yeah, so... Make sure y'all call in and let us know what y'all setup is looking like, man. Once again, the number is 313-744-3766. So, you know, hit us up.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget custom controllers on deck. Big Shot Mods.
All right, y'all. We got to ride out, man. We got this track by y'all. Ain't gonna believe it, man. Y'all got to let us know whether y'all think this track is hot or not, yo. So, tune in to this new joint by Silk the Shocker. It's called Money Ain't the Problem.
Rap version of Donald Trump. I'm a boss. If you fake like car keys, then get lost. Ain't my fault. Try to wipe a jump ball. You want to possess her like a jump ball. With me, she won't get one call. I don't do the long-term thing. It's a one-off. See, money not a problem, but my time is. And there's nothing for me to buy diamonds. 24-7, your boy be grinding. So with the Rolex offer on, you know the time is. Wake up in the morning, get cake. She cool, as long as I pay. And that's cool with us, cause I'm straight. So I ain't gotta sit around like we date. Only worry if her shoes and her bags match. But she with me, then she where the cash at. Yeah.
Hoes all screaming when I touch down. Said she bout it, no cuss now. See this money, yeah, get it. Probably why, baby girl, with it, cause money ain't the problem. Money ain't the problem.
Yo, we back. It's time for the music segment, guys. We have went over sports. We have went over games. And it's time to go over that goddamn Silk the Shocker song. Hey. Hey, that's what we doing, Jay? You trolling me now?
Hey, man. Like, we talked about this. We're going to play a little segment of the show where we let them hear a track that's new. whether it be hot or whether it be not, you know, that's up for them and us to decide. So, I think I kind of understand where you're going with that track.
Hey, yo, my man, hot, after all these years in the music game, how you don't know how to catch a beat yet? All right, first of all, let's break this song down.
Let's do that.
My man had 3 verses total on this song, and I think he had the hook like maybe 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
So the hook, first of all, was ass. I'm gonna just put that out there. He didn't have to it's not auto tune, but it's another effect that he put on his voice.
And he had a problem.
He didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? He could have went the Jay-Z and, you know, whatchamacallit route with Money Ain't a Problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he could have went that tight route, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we rolling, but he went a whole different way.
You know, in a whole nother lane, bro.
Yeah. I will say that lane, and it got a lot of oncoming traffic.
Yeah. So,
like, the first verse,
he's about to swerve into the embankment with that one.
Yo, like, after listening to the first verse, I'm like, all right, he's trying, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I will say.
That's the verse that I played, man, because that was, like, the most solid verse. After that, it just goes downhill, man.
Yeah, but what makes it so crazy? Why in the world do, after all these years, we know who No Limit is. Mm-hmm. We know what y'all did for the rap game. You don't gotta throw in sublims to, you know what I'm saying, talk about what y'all did back in the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? We know what y'all did. It's time to move on. Like,
everybody know who Master P is. Everybody know who No Limit Records is, man. There's no doubt in anyone's mind, you know.
But you just gotta do it different, bro. In the second verse, you ain't catch the beat one time. And trust me, I only listened to it one time. Y'all only need
That's all you need, man.
You know what I'm saying? Then, the person he had on the song, he was better than Silk the Shocker.
Yeah, man. And they didn't get to hear him. So, I mean.
Like, y'all gotta listen to that song. If y'all want to go Google this. Silk the Shocker. Money Ain't a Problem. You might want to just skip the 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
saying, like, cause trust me, that song right there, bro. Oh man, he trolled me.
So
they did this.
Are you saying not?
we definitely going with a big knot, man.
big knot on his damn head, right?
Yeah, man. Cause you trolled me, man.
I seen Silk the Shock and I'm like, oh my goodness, man. Like, it was between this and the other track that I wanted to play, man, which is, I ain't think they wanted to hear no Eric Benet, but you won't believe who Eric Benet got featured on his latest track.
Who?
2 Chainz.
Shut up.
On that Eric Benet song. I bullshit you not.
Yo. Eric Benet about to make a comeback then.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And this is the thing, Carter. Minus the fact that 2 Chainz sound like Humpty Dumpty from fucking Digital Underground, this song is dope. Like, I mean, 2 Chainz actually bring it. Yeah, I'm like, yo, 2 Chainz did actually kind of rip the Eric Benet song.
Yo,
like,
2 Chainz been in the studio with a lot of big timers, yo.
Hey, why not, man? When you charging $100K for a feature?
Yeah, that too. That'll do it. But at the same time, he's learning so much. Like, people have to understand that the music game is a learning process. Dudes ain't gonna just be the shit as soon as they come out. You know what I'm saying? Besides a few. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people still learn. Like, he's the feature guy. Now, when he did that song, I Got a Fucking Problem with Kendrick Lamar, ASAP Rocky, and Drake.
Yep.
He didn't have a verse. All he was on the hook. Now, a lot of people, you know, criticized him like, yo, why you ain't give 2 Chainz a verse, blah, blah, blah. That song right there was meant to be lyrical. You know what I'm saying? To be on that song, you had to have a certain flow. Mm-hmm. And 2 Chainz don't have that flow. He don't got that flow like Kendrick, Drake, and ASAP Rocky. They flowed on that song. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, give him about like 6-7 more months, yo. He gonna have a flow to him. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be able to spit different lyrics and stuff and learn more and you know what I'm saying? Pull out a dictionary to actually learn something. I'm dead up.
Oh man.
I'm dead up, but come on. So,
yo, my favorite verse off that new Eric Benet featuring 2 Chainz is he was like, I used the chopstick on my Benihana ricin. Like, 2 Chainz, though.
You thought that was hot, though. You thought it was hot.
He used the chopsticks on his Benihana ricin.
Son.
And Carter said 6 months.
It might take him 3 years. All right. 10 years. I give him 10 years.
Oh man, yo, 2 Chainz, man, you gotta love that dude.
Yeah, but let's hop into music, man. Let's hop into this, man. I'm gonna need you to take over this topic right here, man.
Hey, yo, how many of y'all have heard of a thing called the Illuminati? Oh, you've heard about it? You've heard about it, huh? Well, as you know, some people say such and such is in the Illuminati. He's in the Illuminati. She's in the Illuminati. Whatever, have you ever heard of somebody killing to be in the Illuminati? Well, that's exactly what an aspiring rapper thought that he had to do. You know, he like, listen, you know, I'm out here, I'm putting music out, and I ain't getting that recognition. You know, I feel like I could get it popping if I was in the Illuminati. So, you know, what his solution was to go get a gun and sacrifice one of his friends. Like, literally, this dude attempted to kill his friend in a sacrifice to the Illuminati, supposedly. This young man is a Virginia rapper, age 27. I'm not even going to say his name. We just going to say he has a name on him. And he was obsessed with 50 Cent's career, and he decided that, you know, he wants to get the fame. He wants all of the glitz and the glamour that comes with being a successful rapper. And in his mind, the way to go about getting that is not working harder, not, you know, honing your craft, but picking up a gun and shooting a friend in the head, killing them as a sacrifice to become famous. Well, he's definitely known. I mean, we're talking about him now, but luckily his friend did not die. The young man was able to deflect the bullet, even though some of those fragments from his skull and his skin went into his eye. Thankfully, he's still alive. And now the person that shot him, you know, this aspiring rapper, is now on trial. They denied his bond. And yeah, man, he's likely going to be going away on an attempted murder charge, man. And Carter, do you think the Illuminati is going to get him off?
Nah, bruh. First of all, let me open y'all minds real quick. This is Reverend King Carter coming at you right now. In the book of Ezekiel, and let's listen. All right, first of all, I'm gonna try to say his name. I'm gonna try to pronounce it. This man named, from what I'm reading, it say Wafik Sabir El Amin. How in the hell you gonna get into Illuminati with that name, bro? How you think you gonna get into Illuminati with that name? I mean, as soon as a nigga read a name off a paper like that, what's the first thing come to your mind? Damn, that nigga gonna run a plane in the towers? Like, that's the first thing you think. So you, and plus you coming out of VA, bro. You probably from the hood. Who in the Illuminati do you know? All right, you might, you know, walk down the street and see like an Oldsmobile with one of them Illuminati stickers or something on the back of the, don't believe that hype. Don't, they made all the cars like that back in the day.
My man said Illuminati sticker.
Yeah, yo, real rap. You ever seen like the G with like the I don't know if it's like I'm not trying to say hooks, but like it, I'll try to Google it later for you, but like it's a certain sign that say that some of those guys are members of the Illuminati.
Are you not talking about the Mason sign, are you?
I don't know if it's the Mason sign or something, but some of them guys say that that's one of those type signs. I don't get into that. I don't know, man.
You know, I don't know nothing about nothing.
Listen, I don't get into that. Hey, I ain't the Illuminati. First of all, let's get that out of the way.
But all I think is this is crazy, though, man. Yeah, you got to tell me this is the craziest thing that I think this might be the craziest thing we ever presented on this show, man.
Yeah, this is OD.
Is this what it's coming to? Like, think about it, Carter. You know, people do some crazy stuff for fame. I hope the new thing that's hot in the street is not killing and sacrificing people to become famous. Dog, we do not need a murder rise out here, man. Attempted murder rise. We don't need that.
Like, I just,
it's bad enough when you go on Instagram and you see everybody with their ass and titties out, man. I mean, everybody won't be famous, man.
I don't know.
For what? For
a person to say, yo, man, last week I woke up and my man was standing over me with a gun in my face. How do you present that to people? You know what I'm saying? They said the bullet literally ricocheted off his hand, sending bone and skin fragments into his eye, and he was able to wrestle the gun away and shoot the bullet in his stomach and got away scot-free. thank the Lord for
that's
that.
That's a blessing right there, man. Like, yo, if anybody ain't never believed in the Most High, like, that would make you rethink whatever you thought, you know, previously, dog. Cause I don't know too many people that would, you know, wake up at the right time and still have enough energy, enough strength to deflect the bullet, get shot, wrestle a gun away from another individual that should already be in a position that's, you know, in power over you, and then shoot that individual and get away. Like,
yo, and what makes it so crazy,
that is truly a blessing, bro.
Like, the boy El Amin, like, he don't have no prior criminal record, right? But they charging him with malicious wounding, use of a firearm in the commission of a felony, possession of marijuana, and possession with intent to distribute marijuana. Like, so they like, yeah, we gonna
hold up though, hold up. Where is the attempted murder charge at?
That's what I'm saying. Where is that?
I mean, come on, son. They said he said supposedly before he shot him, you are my sacrifice, and he's aiming at his head. I mean, like, to me, 1 + 1 = 2. That dude was attempting to murder that individual.
Well, I think that's the charge of use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. I guess that they just don't probably want to put attempted murder. Because they probably don't know too much and they don't want to have their facts wrong.
Okay.
That's probably what it is.
I mean, it sounds like attempted murder to you, right? I mean, it's not just me, right?
Yeah, that sounds like attempted murder to me. If a nigga got a gun in my head, that's attempted murder from the rap. If he shoot me, that's murder.
It's like, come on, son.
But,
I know that was heavy, y'all, but you know, we gonna lighten it up, man.
But
I heard somebody was twerking, Carter.
Twerk team, hashtag twerk team. Yo, Molly. Hey, Molly.
Who's bopping that wop?
Hey, Molly. How you doing? Hey, Molly. How you doing? How you been? You chilling? I just wanted to say hi and shit. I heard you of age and shit. What's going on with you? Nah, man. Real shit, though. Let's talk about Molly Cyrus, man.
I seen the video, man. I seen the video during the live show last night, man. Miley was popping it in a onesie, man. Looked like some dinosaur unicorn granimal onesie, man. Just getting it in, popping the little wop wop.
Son, you wanna know what's so crazy? MacMaine was right, yo.
What's that?
MacMaine. Remember MacMaine from I Wanna Fuck Every Girl and where he told Miley holler at me in 3 years?
Oh yeah, he did.
Look, yo, listen, he put out a tweet last night like, yo, now everybody wanna be on Molly. I thought I told y'all. Yo, listen, that's real rap, man. Let me pull
Black
up the
man
tweet.
Stupid for that, man.
Let me pull up the tweet real quick, man. Let me see. MacMaine
is a fool for that. But nah, man, if you haven't seen it, man, y'all need to head over to YouTube, man. Google Miley Cyrus twerking. It's gonna be in black and white, man, so. Yeah, she was getting her little wop-wop on, man.
Let me see. Where is that tweet?
Trying to keep her rhythm.
All right, it says, so now everybody understands my love for Miley. Back off, sucker. She's mine. Matt, what did it say? Mackie
the
Ray
thirst
Cyrus.
Is still strong from Mac.
You're right. He hashtag Mackie Ray Cyrus.
Wow.
Yo, that's real rap, though, yo. Everybody been talking about her twerking, like, I just can't believe she twerked in a unicorn onesie, though.
Dog, I couldn't believe it. I had to ask the people last night. I'm like, is this the right video? Like, I mean, I typed in Miley Cyrus twerking. I see somebody in a geranimal outfit. I put it up for the people, and they like, that's it? That's it? I'm like, wow. Miley, dog, is that how we doing it? I mean, I understand you don't want to show your face, but, I mean, we know it's you, Miley. Like, come on.
Yo, also, oh, shit, on a lighter note, did you know about Amanda Bynes?
Well, what news are you about to say? Because we talked about her on the show too.
Yeah, about her and Drake.
Oh nah, I ain't hear that, man. We was talking about her new jewelry.
Oh no, nah,
what's popping off with her and Drizzy?
She said she wants Drake to murder her vagina, dog.
Whoa.
Real rap.
Oh, I mean, we know Drake couldn't murder anything, but I mean.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, she said that. I mean, what was a tweet or something?
Yeah, she tweeted it out yesterday.
And she didn't say her account was hacked?
No.
Wow.
Like she put Twitter on a frenzy yesterday. 17,000 retweets, almost 18,000, with 9,000 favorites, yo. And you should see the replies. The replies are hilarious. Like, I seen this one reply, like, it was like, yo, you hanging out with niggas too much, chill.
But nah, only one reply matters. What was Drake's reply? he probably hit her in the DM section. Like,
yeah,
yo.
Hey, you know Drake. Like,
no, fuck through. We can get it dopping. We can get it dopping.
I guarantee he DM'd her.
You think Drake got that thirst popping?
Yeah. Shit, if I was Drake, I'd be.
I mean, would you DM her?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go.
Man, the minds.
Why not?
You gotta do what you gotta do. But, hey, Miley, hey, how you doing? Amanda, you getting out of hand, girl. You would need to chill out. And next time, don't do it in no unicorn onesie. Next time, get some booty shirts. Miley, next time,
Hit up the twerk team.
Look, I was about to add her to the tweet. Like, yo, this is the official twerk team right here. You trying to join? You know they ain't got a third no more. I could put you in the mix.
You know? Trio popping, you know?
That's all. But man, let's move on to the last topic of music for the week, man.
Oh yeah, man. This is something that I'm sure many of y'all have heard of. The MTV's hottest MCs list, y'all. We about to debate this. We gonna talk about it. But the first thing I'm gonna do is give y'all the rundown of who they say, who MTV thinks are the top 10 hottest MCs. At number 10, we got Meek Mill. Number 9, Future. Number 8, ASAP Rocky. Number 7, Kanye West. Number 6, Big Sean. Number 5, Drake. 4, Nas. 3, Rick Ross. 2 is 2 Chainz. And number 1, Kendrick Lamar. So my first question to you, Carter, is there somebody that does not deserve to be on this list? We're not going to talk about ordering, just off rip. Is there somebody that doesn't need to be it?
Future.
I concur. Future, yeah, Future. I definitely feel like Future does not need to be there. So who would you replace Future with?
I mean, I don't know why Hov ain't at number one. I'm just putting that out there. I don't know why Hov ain't even on this list.
Lil Wayne isn't even on the list. That's interesting. That's a shocker to me.
Like, now, is this hottest MCs in the game?
That's the crazy thing about it, man, because they really don't give you no explanation. Like, I was listening to another podcast that kind of talked about this too, and they kind of interpreted it to be the most popular artist.
That's what it has to be. It has to be the most popular artist of the year. You know what I'm saying? If they want to put it out like that, because I'm looking up hottest MCs in the past, and they have Ross number 1, Drake number 2, Ye at 3, Nicki at 4, Wayne at 5, Hov at 6, Meek Mill was even at number 7. They had Big Sean at number 8, 9 was Wiz Khalifa, and number 10 was Wale. Mind you, the whole MMG was in that list. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the whole YMCMB was in that list. So, they have to be going off of popularity.
So I'm thinking if we're judging off popularity, do you feel like the list is accurate as opposed to in regards to who's on the list?
No, it's accurate if we want to go by popularity. And I'm gonna tell you why. Meek Mill is in number 10 because if you look at Meek Mill's career, he may not have, like, his songs don't get that much airplay. You know what I'm saying? Like, as in, you know, like someone of ASAP Rocky and Kanye West and all of that. But the reason he's on that list is because he's on songs with Rick Ross. You feel me? He's in MMG. So he's been the most productive artist on MMG besides Rick Ross in the past year. Because remember, the way Ross set it up, they had Wale took last year. This year was going to be Meek Mill, and next year is going to be somebody different. Mm-hmm. Now, for number 9 at Future, Future is on this list for one reason and one reason only. His features are getting a lot of airplay. He's on features.
Yeah, especially the new joints with Rihanna.
He got Rihanna. He got Kelly. He got who was the other person? He had Ace Hood. He's been on a lot of features, and these are some good songs. He's either on a hook, and he may even have a verse here or there. So his popularity is coming from what 2 Chainz would do. You know what I'm saying? What 2 Chainz did last year.
So do you feel like he should be above Meek? You think that's right?
Yeah, because Meek hasn't been on that many features with everybody else. You know?
Yeah, you're right about that, because not as many artists, not as many hot artists, definitely. I mean, Rick Ross is number 3 on this list, but yeah, like you said, I concur.
Exactly. Now, ASAP Rocky at number 8. I can believe that to be true because remember, A$AP Rocky had that I Got a Fucking Problem. He was on that big song with Rihanna when he was just first coming out. You know, they've been on tour. His name is roaming around as a good feature artist as well. So he's just as known as those guys because of the simple fact that he has that I'm a Fucking Problem song. Like that song alone has put his album up there in sales.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now, number seven, I could argue the Kanye West thing because Kanye West been on tour. He been still putting out music, Mercy. He put out the whole Good Music, Cruel Summer album. Like, he did all of that. And yet, Big Sean, his own artist, is above him at number six.
Yeah, I feel like that's the most interesting thing. Like, to me, the two most interesting things is on this list is Big Sean coming before Kanye and Nas being on this list at all. Like, I mean, those are the two things to me that are just kind of shocking.
Yeah, now let's get into number five. We already talked about Big Sean because he's Kanye's artist. He's gonna be doing music regardless.
I really don't understand how Drake isn't top three. Like, I mean.
Well, if you think about it, Drake just dropped that one single. Started from the bottom. Other than that, what has he done this year? You feel me?
Yeah, that's
a
good point.
So when you think about it, Drake is at number five because Drake has been featured on a lot of different songs. And Started From the Bottom brung him up for this year. You feel me? Like, Started From the Bottom is a crazy song. He tried to make it like Gangnam Style and all that, but that's just a song that everybody loved to phrase. I started from the bottom, but I'm doing this. You seen all
I saw the one you put up the other, what was that, last night, man?
Yeah.
Talking about he started with Ingram, pools. Nigga was on Degrassi in high school. And then what was the third picture?
Now he a rapper.
Yeah, now you're a rapper, dog. And then, like, that's starting from the bottom, my nigga.
Like, that's
what type of bottom is that, man?
But, what was I going to say? So, Drake, like, his song alone gets him on this list, but the features boost him above more than Meek Mill, Future, A$AP Rocky, Kanye, Big Sean. You want to know why? Because in all of these different people's, like, the people that's below him, guess what? He's been featured in every one of their songs.
Yeah, that's
true. You know what I'm saying? Meek Mill.
How do you feel about Big Sean's placement?
Big Sean's placement, it should be like number eight.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little, that's a lot higher than he should be,
yeah,
like
because,
in my opinion.
Because him and that song with Nicki Minaj, yeah, we know that song was good, but like he's been featured on a few other things. Like his album did okay, and he came up with that Detroit mixtape, but other than that, he really hasn't been doing much. He's just been in the studio. I guess it's because he showed up on all the different compilations, like Ain't Nobody Messing With My Click, Mercy. Okay. Whenever Big Sean had to step up, he stepped up. So I'm guessing that's why a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, is feeling him. Now, okay.
Let's move to number four.
Nas had one good song. He had the song about his daughter.
That's it, man.
So,
like, I mean, I have no clue why Nas is on this list, man.
And the funny thing is, like, Nas had a couple features, but his features weren't.
And nothing like nobody else on this list.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it his lyrical ability?
Because my thing is, if you put Nas on this list, man, you gotta throw Jay on the list. I mean, like, you gotta throw Wayne on the list. I mean, how do you not? Like, I mean, Nas is completely out of place when you look at all of these artists, man. I just don't understand why he's there, especially why he's that high.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
It's funny to me.
I don't know, man. Like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they got a typo wrong. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what they thinking. But I feel like number three, I feel like the top three is perfect. I feel like that's exactly as it should be. Do you disagree or have any other thoughts on the top three?
As it goes for the top three, I like the placement. Rick Ross, he deserves to be in number three. You know, with everything that's going on with him, he's still doing what he has to do. You know what I'm saying? But, 2 Chainz, I think the feature king, he should be at number one.
Why you think so?
Because
I feel like they gave it to Kendrick because of the fact that not only is Kendrick dope when he's featured on the track, but he had one of the best rap albums of the year. How do you not give it to somebody that got the best rap album of the year?
Because if this was a popularity contest, as it looks, then 2 Chainz should be number one and Kendrick at number two. Now, we all know Kendrick's album was fucking hot. You know what I'm saying? You can't get around that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to 2 Chainz, he had a good album and he's still being featured on everything. You know, it's like, all right, I guess they gave it to him because Hov was just featured on, you know what I'm saying, one of his songs. So they probably heard that, you know, being bounced around with Kendrick. So I guess that's why they gave him the number one. Plus, you know what I think it is as well? Kendrick had the most sales out of everybody's albums that came out. Like, yeah, he had more sales than Meek. Like, he said he was Trinidad James something something, but now he platinum or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He got flows. Like, definitely got flows. But if it was a popularity contest like it should be, then I think that 2 Chainz should be number one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree with you. I feel like, yeah, they when they came down to those last two, they decided to put the popularity thing to a side and they started looking at the wrong things, which is, you know, album sales, hottest album. And like you said, 2 Chainz definitely was on. He probably had a hot song out every single month, man. Like, I mean, that dude was on some back to back to back to back stuff. I mean, like, when I did the podcast that I did on 2 Chainz, I had songs for days. It was like, oh my God, another one. Oh, almost forgot about that one. Oh, yep, that one too. It was just like, he had so many songs, yo. Yeah, and they all were like songs that's getting plenty rotation.
Yeah, he had too much going on, yo. Like, yeah. he was ODing. Like,
so, let's reorder the list. Carter, who's number 10?
Nas.
Number 9?
That would have to be, Big Sean.
8?
Future.
7?
Meek Mill.
6?
A$AP Rocky.
5?
Kanye West.
Yep. 4?
Rick Ross.
3?
2 Chainz.
Really? Carter, you surprising me now. Hold on, we just made the argument for 2 Chainz at 1 and he's at 3. Okay, so 2.
Oh no, I'm going with like my, I'm sorry, this I turned it into a personal preference. My bad.
Oh. I thought we was going with like I'm totally blitzed. Like I was the list was going in the right direction. It was like when we got to number 3, I'm just like, I'm waiting for you to say Drake's name and you like 2 Chainz. And I'm like, huh? Like, dog, you just made the argument for him being number 1. Like,
I turned it into a personal preference. My bad. All right, let's start over. Popularity contest.
But nah, I think you had it right for the 10 through, what was that? The first 7, you had popping.
Okay, so I had Nas.
Yeah, you had Nas at number 10.
Then I had Future.
No, you had Big Sean.
Oh, Nas, Big Sean, Future, Meek Mill, A$AP Rocky, Kanye. Then as it goes for popularity with these last guys, mm-hmm. it would be Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be Kendrick Lamar, then it would be Drake, and then it would be 2 Chainz.
Got you.
Because, like, Drake's shit is, like, stupid, duped world.
Yeah, I mean, like, Drake and 2 Chainz is those dudes that when you hear they got a new track, you're going to definitely go listen to it. And I feel like the same applies for Kendrick, but, like, the appeal is more so to go rush and listen to those other two guys.
Yeah, they're on an international scale. Like, Kendrick will get there. But you know, most lyrical rappers don't even get the recognition that they supposed
to. I mean, he's gonna take kind of like that Jay-Z type path. You know, everybody rocking with Jay-Z, but you know, when your skills are above all of this gimmicky rap that's out, you know, it kind of goes the way it goes.
Right, indeed. Well, damn, that was a good time, yo.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed it, dog. Yo, man. Look forward to knocking this thing out again next week, man. We're going to try to keep these episodes consistent for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But, man, good times, man. I don't know. Did you have anything you want to close the show out with?
Don't forget to leave us a voicemail. Straight up. If you don't leave a voicemail, don't expect to get our phone number, sucker. My bad. That was over the top. I'm sorry.
But yeah, that voicemail number is 313-744-3766. Feel free to call in, leave us your thoughts, your comments on anything sports-wise, gaming-wise, or music-wise. If it's topics that you want to hear on the show, you can let us know. If there's music you want to hear us play on the show, you can call in and let us know. Also, don't forget to head over to iTunes, man, and leave us a 5-star review. We will be reading any 5-star reviews that we get, so go ahead and, you know, leave us some love over there. You know how to reach Carter, man, but in case you don't, Carter, how can they get in touch with you?
Google me, man. You know, if you just Google iPod King Carter, a whole bunch of stuff will pop up. You know, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, you know, Blogger, SoundCloud, you know, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit, you know, just a little bit. And y'all know, man, y'all can get in contact with me, man. I got my website up, the number 4discussion.org. Twitter is up, the number 4DSN. Facebook up, the number 4Discussion. And just relaunched that YouTube channel. If y'all want to check out some videos, that's up, the number 4DSN TV. But that's going to wrap up the show, guys. We're going to close it out with a dope track by the homeboy Kendrick Lamar featuring Jay-Z, that Don't Kill My Vibe remix. But until next time, y'all, stay blessed, live, and love life. Thank God for another podcast.
Deuces!
Up in the clouds, me and my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, we turn them shit down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink. In the white, I swear to mink. Running through that like it's my house. All up in the hall like a mall. Told you my all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to. Empty my memory bank. It's $1 million in it, baby, Hillary Swank. Sitting next to Hillary, smelling like dank. President departed, name one thing out there harder than them. I wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high. Fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie and still be straight. Still be straight. Fall back. Got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moves I got left. Back to this joint. Smoking this like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Kill my vibe. That's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn religion to urinals. Pissed off. I minister this generation, my fault. Leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan. World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot as best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Told when I was 16 that I write a 16 to put it right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16, should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I healed, touchdown with morphines, I killed. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket. Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Picture little hoe me giving a f from what a f gotta say. Never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a Suburban. Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent. But I don't dry tears, I just aim at them on purpose. Like black, when I'm 14 like black. If they had another magazine like black. Better young, I get black. I kill them all when they tryna kill my black. I am the bad, the good guy, the last, the hood got the last that would try to pass a good chop. And shine some back beetles in 9 to 10 second drum solo. See at Woodstock.